Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, if you're a believer, you've probably encountered one of those troublesome passages in the Scripture, a verse that seemed to rob you of assurance or cause you to question your salvation. A listener asks a question about one of those passages. It's 1 John 3:9, where it says, "No one who is born of God sins because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." Well, it sounds like he's saying true Christians don't sin, John. What is that verse teaching?
Well, of course, that's not what it's teaching, because the same epistle in the first chapter, 1 John chapter 1, says, "If we say we have no sin, we make him a liar." If we say we have no sin, John says, we deny the truth. That's a fantasy. That's a delusion. That's a deception. And in fact, the second chapter says, "If any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins." So the testimony of 1 John in chapter 1 and chapter 2 is that believers do sin. We don't deny that we sin. So what then does it mean when in the third chapter we read, "No one who is born of God sins"? Present tense, in the sense that it is an ongoing, unbroken, continual pattern of sin. That's the point. It cannot go on as an unbroken, continual pattern of sin because we have new life, a new seed, a new nature. We have been born again. We have been regenerated. It isn't that we have engaged in perfection now, but rather direction. And our lives are characterized by patterns of righteousness still broken by sin, but no longer is it only sin.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.